This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's story, a Chicago food reporter launches a series of profitable pizza tours, showing Windy City visitors that there's more to life than just deep dish. And that's good, because gotta say I'm solidly on the side of a good thin crust myself. But I did learn, in the research for this episode, that there is a thing called tavern-style pizza in Chicago that sounds like something I should try the next time I'm there. I have eaten a lot of pizza in my life, and I'm not sure I'm familiar with that kind. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Also in this episode, how can you set up a food tour business that's not just a lot of work or a second job, which it could very easily become, but something that could turn into an asset for you? Here on the program, we are all about assets, all about passive income, anything that can help you achieve your goals or give you the support you need to do whatever you want. Not just working harder, working smarter, working better, and creating independence for yourself. So with that in mind, here is a shout out to our sponsor, and then stay tuned for ABC News reporter dishes out profitable pizza tours.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Steve Dolinsky wears many hats. He's the food reporter for Chicago's ABC 7 news team. He runs two podcasts, and he offers media training for chefs. He's a veritable curator of culinary experiences. He's also the new owner of Pizza City USA Tours, offering weekly pizza tours by both bus and foot. Why did he start this side hustle when he's already got so much going on? Well, he also had a book coming out in the fall of 2018 called Pizza City USA. So Steve figured, why not start a tour business to help bring the book to life? At the time, there was only one other dedicated pizza tour business in Chicago, and a lot of pizza, not to mention a lot of visitors passing through. He knew that Chicago pizza had been reduced to the deep dish and stuffed cliches. But hey, hold the pepperoni. There's more to Midwest pizza than only deep dish and stuffed. What about thin, tavern, artisanal, Neapolitan, Roman, Sicilian, and something called Detroit style. Steve dared to challenge the status quo with these questions. He estimated that there were at least 10 distinct styles in his Chicago pizza roundup. So he decided to launch a weekly tour that highlighted these differences, showing guests four styles of pizza in 3 hours. It began with a Saturday bus tour to four neighborhoods. Next, he added three walking tours that each focused on a single neighborhood. Throughout the tours, Steve dazzles guests with his encyclopedic knowledge of Chicago history, while leading the groups into the belly of the beast. That would be the fiery kitchens, to show people exactly how the pies are made. In those kitchens, one can expect to engage in lively discussions with the owners and gain a better understanding of the families behind the sauce. So far, business has been pizzerific, with Steve adding four tour guides to the mix. This salty bunch are affectionately referred to as docents. I love that. They were trained by Steve and helped lead other tours as well as private events. Pizza City USA Tours has been in operation since May 2018, so less than a year at the time I'm recording this. Let's talk about how he brought it out of the oven. With most tour-based side hustles we've featured in the past, they've tried to get started without spending a lot of capital. However, Steve started with $50,000. But pay attention, he used sponsors to help fund it. He said he did the back-of-the-envelope math and realized if they were to launch with a new website, a ticketing service, hire a bus company, get insurance, do 6 months of PR with merchandise, shirts, hats, bags, tour badges, etc., they'd need between $40,000 and $50,000. He specifically targeted iconic Chicago brands that were not pizza-related. That way, it wouldn't feel like a conflict of interests. And he also only wanted four sponsors so that the merch, t-shirts, and tour badges wouldn't have a lot of clutter. He found three out of four, saying he was lucky to get them. Let Us Entertain You Restaurants, Goose Island Beer, and Johnny's Beef. Getting sponsorships to help launch was crucial, because otherwise he'd still be paying off his initial investment. One of the reasons for the high cost was the use of a PR firm. This isn't for everyone, but as a reporter, Steve is a big believer in media placement, so having a PR firm for the first 6 months was a huge benefit in getting the word out. He's also been hitting as many seminars, events, and book signings as possible to promote the tours. Telling his audience that the tours are the book come to life seems to really resonate with them, especially since the book and the tour company share the same name, Pizza City USA. Currently, the tours are earning net income of between $2,000 and $3,000 a month. In the colder months, he offers bus tours only. This is Chicago we're talking about. When warmer weather returns in the spring, he'll bring back the walking tours, as well as a third Thursday pizza crawl. Bus tours cost $69, and walking tours cost $49. His groups typically hold between 16 and 24 people. Selling out the tour a month into launching was really exciting. It was fun to see 24 people on a bus eager to learn about and eat Chicago pizza. However, not every tour is a sellout, and in fact, running tours with just a few people can be hard. He's had to market them constantly by reaching out to concierges and tour groups. He's also using a marketing intern to help promote the tours through social media. Next, Steve's considering a second edition of his book, as well as working toward consistent sellout tours. Once he achieves that, he'd like to add another walking tour. That could be a slice of heaven, or at least really good pizza. All right, if you're interested in the food tour business, a couple other episodes that we have featured in the past. Number 648, Food Tour Guide Chomps Down on $100,000 Profit. I believe that one is based in the Denver, Colorado area. And then way back in episode 201, Travel Writer Creates Food Tours in Marrakesh, earns $60,000 annually. You can always go to any episode on the show by just going sidehustleschool.com/then the episode number. So 648-201. Now, in this case, Steve is really smart in how he's setting this up. He's bringing in the other guides and thinking about how this business can grow beyond just him doing the tours all the time, especially when you're the kind of person like him who really likes doing a lot of different projects. I also think the key to long-term success here is getting listed in guidebooks and city directories and all of the promotional tourism materials that are distributed every year for any major city. And for a lot of these things, getting listed and endorsed can take a while. There's a little bit of a delay in terms of the preparation for those books and the printing and so on. But once you're there, you'll likely just be renewed every year. So it can be a great ongoing source of referrals. And the same is true with hotel concierge recommendations. Because every single day in a big city like Chicago, concierges or just people who work at hotels are always asked for recommendations on what to eat and what to do. If Pizza City USA proves to be popular with their guests and reliable, it's a solid recommendation for them to make, then it will likely become a regular recommendation for years to come. So even though it's a lot of work up front, and not something you should do unless you really believe in the topic, like if you weren't passionate about pizza, I don't think, you know, doing a pizza tour would be a good idea. But when it's set up properly like this, it does have the potential to produce mostly passive and long-term income, at least down the road. Last but not least, the next time I'm in Chicago, I want to go and check out this tour myself. I was wondering a little bit because I'm vegetarian, so no pepperoni or sausage for me, but I checked out their website and it says they do have an option for that. So pretty cool that they can accommodate different preferences and lifestyles like that. All right, today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/809. Come and learn about Pizza City USA, anything else I mentioned, all my favorite pizza styles, well, at least one of them. And pretty soon you can hear about our upcoming Side Hustle School Bootcamp. I'm excited to tell you more about that shortly. All right, be sure to come back tomorrow. Much more is on the way. My name is Chris Guillebeau, and this is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.